Today we, hopefully, Bezat Hashem, this evening we're going to be 6 hours in Bodidut in the Kotel HaMa'arabi, the Shvat Rav Shalom Arush. The ones that are able to come for 6 hours, very nice. The ones that 6 hours is too long for them, also can come for less. 1 hour, 2 hours during the public, Bezat Hashem. In the Kotel HaMa'arabi at 8 o'clock, hopefully, we're going to start. הרב גת דלקת ריאות, אמוניה.
נומוניה.
נומוניה. I told his helper, his son-in-law, I told him, this person on Arab, I told him he's a very sensitive person. Every time he's flying, he said that every time that he's writing another book, so this is what it happens. So he told me, it seems that he's sensitive or that we need to do tshuva. So I told him, it doesn't contradict, he's sensitive, but we need to do tshuva. So Bezat Hashem, I would love to share with you my heart and to tell you things about Arav a little bit to understand what it means that a person's got Arav, that a person's got that thing that calls Rebbe, Rabbo Mubarak. It's a very important thing. All of Torah Shebe'al Peh starts at that we're saying Moshe kibel Torah Misinai, Misara li Yoshua, Yoshua li Zkenim, Zkenim li Nevi'im, and on. And actually all of the Torah is based on that. Something that is so hard to see and for people to recognize through the generation, all of the salvations of Am Yisrael, always, everything was and will be, always, depends on the tzaddikim, in the righteous people. We cannot move without him. We cannot. We don't have no powers of our own. We're sitting here and learning Torah, and we don't remember that Torah we're receiving now, not the Torah to Moshe. This is also, but also now, the merit to see it, it's because that there is righteous people that are defending the generation. It's not our merit. We don't have no merit. We know ourselves. We don't have no merit. We don't have the schut. And those people, those righteous people, the Zohar HaKadosh is calling them Anpe Shechinta. The righteous people, they are the face of the Shechina. Means that this is the face of Hashem in the generation, those righteous people, all of the righteous people, not that one, he, no. Abaye is saying in the Gemara Kedoshah that in every generation there is minimum 36 righteous people that are holding the generation. This is the Lamed Vav Tzadikim Nistarim, hidden righteous people, that they are standing and praying and saving us, and they're praying for us. And it's like there is someone that gives you water to drink, you drink that water, and you're busy to drink. You're busy drinking the water. And you don't remember that there is someone that is drinking you, that lets you drink. And it's good. It's okay. It's nice. We're happy. Also, the righteous people, they don't need our thanks and praises and honor. They don't care. They're doing it out of love. One time, Rav was very sick. Rav Shalom was very sick. And people went crazy with their imaginations of blaming themselves on why a Rav is sick. And people started to see in Likutei Moharan that it's written that when the students are not fulfilling their obligations and they're not fit and worthy, so the rabbi is suffering, and all of his sickness is because of us, and on and on. It's written. No one is arguing, but came a time that one of the rabbis in the yeshiva gave a class and explained to all of the yeshiva that people really need to take themselves seriously and to do tshuva and what's going on. Sorry to say, it's nonsense. It's not connected to the truth at all. After a while, when Rav felt better, he came to the yeshiva. And he said in the class, in his shiur, he said, no one really knows me. No one really understands me. No one really thinks that a Rav is in sorrow, that a Rav is in pain because of that you're sinning. Your Rav got sorrow because the students are not. Rav is with Hashem. Rav is in a different place. The righteous people, they're in a different place. They are with Hashem Yitzbarach. So in our minds, we're separating them from Hashem. But he's glued to Hashem. He is holding Hashem Yitzbarach so strong that he's not separate from him at all. And I'm not talking only about Rav Shalom Arush now to make him as an idol. We're talking about righteous people. People that are working hard, the Rav Shalom said, Hashem is my witness, he said, Hashem Edi. It's a way of making an oath, Shvu'ah. He said, Hashem Edi, that there is no second in my life that I don't remember exactly from who I received it all. Everything. From Rabbi Umori, Rav Eliezer Berland. From his rabbi, Rav Eliezer Berland. It's an oath in front of public, in front of Hashem, to say Hashem Edi. Really, it's his level. In the same class he said, do you think that if you remember your rabbi twice a day, it means that you're already mekushar elav, connected to him? Right, twice a day, and you're holding yourself as one of the most... He said, like that there is that mitzvah of shiviti Hashem lenegdi tamid, you have to have your rabbi in front of you, always. Always. Because, why? To idolize the rabbi, chas shalom? No, because they're really... This is really his level, that he's with Hashem. He's really there. He's really the face of Shechinah. He's really the face of Hashem. When you look at the righteous people, you can see Hashem through them. Like we said, that when a person is working on himself and his neshama is illuminating, so what you see, the neshama is God, is part of God. So you can see Hashem when you look at that person. So on a person that really breaks his body totally, he doesn't have no lust, no desires, he doesn't care from this world at all, nothing interesting him. Only the tachlit, only Hashem, he's working and thinking and all of his actions are only from the soul. When you look at him, you really can see Hashem, mamash, can see Hashem. So we need to work on our eyes, we need to purify our eyes, that we're going to have that ability not to be confused. You see a Rav and then you start imagining, but again and again, we need to focus in what that Rabotenu taught us, in the Gemara HaKadoshot, in the Mishnayot HaKadoshot, stories that we can see in the Chumash, in the Nevi'im, to understand who are those people, that they can go and talk to Hashem Yitbarach. And I heard from Rabbi David Chaim Stern that he was telling me and other people that were there on that day that was that Rav Shalom and Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovich were on the tzion of Rabbeinu HaKadosh Rabbi Nachman Ibreslev in Uman few years ago, when the 3-4 years ago, when there was that decree of that boat that came from Turkey to Eretz Israel. And the Rav Stern said he's familiar with those things. He's a righteous man for a long time, for years, for generations. His family is very holy. His father-in-law was Rabbi Moshe Mandel. He was the head of the Lamed Vav Tzadikim Nistarim. Huge. And Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovich crowned him, came to him, to Rabbi David Chaim Stern, and told him, I'm a messenger of the Tishbi. Tishbi is Eliyahu Navi. Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovich saw Eliyahu Navi every day. Rabbi David Chaim Stern said that Eliyahu Navi was coming to him, to Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovich, more than to every righteous man in the generation. We don't understand. We haven't seen Eliyahu once. Maybe we did. We don't remember. We don't know. Maybe you told him hello. Maybe you helped him carry some bags in the way from the Shuk, Machne Yehuda. We don't know. Maybe we had that merit. We don't know. But those people, righteous people. And he came to him, he told him, I'm a messenger of the Tishbi. And then Rabbi David Chaim Stern said, probably you have to understand that the Tishbi, he heard it from somewhere. The Tishbi is not deciding things on his own. Means Hashem Yitbarach told him that he is going to be the Admor after him, after Rav Moshe Mandel. That he is going to be. And it was 30, 40 years ago. those people. One time, Rav Aaron was a helper, the son of Rabbi David Chaim Stern, was a helper of Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovitch. And with Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovitch, he was making the seder, Lela Seder, in the house of Rabbi David Chaim Stern. In a certain time, Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovitch told Rav Aaron, take me home, this is it, we're going. So he told him, let's finish the seder, everything. They were after the Suda, after Birkat HaMazon, but he rushed him, he told him, no, this is it, we're going. So he told him, all right, I'm just going to say goodbye to my father. And he came to Rabbi David Chaim Stern, and he's telling him, father, I'm taking Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovitch. He's not answering to him, not looking at him. And so he went. He had to listen to his rabbi, to Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovitch, and he's taking him back home. On the way, while they're walking, so Rabbi Yehuda Zev asking Rabbi Aaron, do you know why your father didn't answer you? So he told him why. He said, because Eliyahu Navi is over there, and he wants him to talk to you. Eliyahu Navi is there, and Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovitch is going. What's going on? This is even higher. Eliyahu Navi is there, and who is he going? One time they said to Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovitch, have you seen Eliyahu Navi? So he said, Eliyahu Navi saw me. We cannot understand those things. We cannot. What was the story that I wanted to tell you that Rabbi David Chaim Stern said that when Rav Shalom and Rabbi Yehuda Zev were on the tzion of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi David Chaim Stern, I heard that story a few times from few angles, from few people that were there in that situation, and that Rav Shalom was there, and that Rav Shalom was crying, and that it was that Rabbi Yehuda Zev was talking to someone that was standing on top of the tzion, and Rabbi David Chaim Stern testified that Rav Shalom saw it also, that Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovitch brought down from heaven Rabbi Nachman of Breslev to his tzion, brought him down from heaven. And that Rav Shalom was so scared that he started to cry. And he saw all of that sight. And for a few hours, Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovitch is talking to Rabbi Nachman of Breslev on the tzion. He brought him down from heaven. We don't understand what we're talking about. For us, Rabbi Nachman is always there. And it's true, you can always talk to him. But something higher, something physical, something certain spiritual physicality, I don't know how to say. Something, an act they made. He brought him down from heaven. And then they're talking, and so we're talking about huge people that really runs the world, and we don't understand. When Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovitch came back and they heard that there was that boat came to Eretz Israel from Turkey, he said, they made my eyes blind from heaven that I will not going to see that boat is on the way. They didn't let me see, because as long as I was in Eretz Israel, no boat could come from Turkey. It means that they're inside. They're inside all of the world map, whatever goes on with all of the nations, and for them it's all clear. I told you, I don't remember when Rav Berland went out from Morocco, he said the Girgashi. He said we lift up all of the sparks of the Prizi or the Yevusi, the Girgashi,
the Girgashi
in Morocco.
I am not sure.
All right. So righteous people, they know, they see, they're coming to those places. They know what's going on. Things that we, Morocco, graves of tzaddikim going. Pepsi, cola. You can drink Pepsi. It's kosher. We don't see nothing. We don't have those eyes. And they're going and lifting the sparks of the nations, of the grandsons of Avraham Avinu from Bnei Shfachot and on and things and. And they're running the world, those righteous people. This is the importance of to understand what it means that you have a rabbi that is really a holy man. I heard on a person that he's a friend of mine. He's divorced for over 4 years from his first wife, and he tried to go to Shidduchim, and nothing worked for him. Nothing. Totally closed. He came to Rabbi David Chaim Stern. Rabbi David Chaim Stern told him, deposit money, don't donate, don't give. Deposit money to Achnasat Kala. They have for over 40 years Achnasat Kala in Bnei Brak that they're helping orphans and kalot v'itomim, poor people, to get married. He told him, deposit the money, it's yours, you can take it whenever you want. Just deposit the money here. Help us that we're going to have money to help people. He gave a certain amount, and not as a donation, just as a loan. After 1 month, he got married. When he came to say thank you to Rabbi David Chaim Stern, David Chaim Stern told him, you see, when you give your money to people that are metukanim, fixed, so the money starts to make fruits, to give fruits, lasat perot. And you haven't even gave, he told him. You just deposit. Think what would happen if you would give. And it's true, because you cannot ignore. If a person is stuck for 4 years, 5 years, nothing is moving, and he's trying, and he's praying, he's doing it bodeduyot, and he's walking, and giving stuff, and nothing works. And suddenly he's doing something small, and it's changed his life. Like to go, Sheni Chamishi Sheni, Monday, Thursday, Monday, to the grave of Rabbi Moshe, Rabbi Moshe Gedalia Mizvil, the Zvil Rebbe, the son of Rabbi Shmelke Mizvil. People went there and done Monday, Thursday, Monday, and saw salvation. Things huge, you can see. He asked to people, from people to make it famous, publicize it. So people are putting notes on the wall over there, close to the grave. You see thousands of notes. And it's not lies, it's people that came and made it and saw salvations in their lives. Things that were stuck for years. And came Monday, Thursday, Monday. This is it. So one person gonna go and will not gonna work for him. Someone else gonna go to Rabbi David Chaim Stern and will not gonna see his salvation. It's also okay. But it doesn't take off their power. The fact that for you it's not working yet, it means that you need to learn some more. It means that you need to pray some more. You need to come to a lower place, means a humble place, to understand something that is important for your tikkun. It doesn't take from their power. To believe that we have righteous people like that, they're defending the generation, that are fighting for the generation, that are sacrificing every day, every hour, every moment of their lives. They're eating that you're going to be able to eat. They're drinking that you're going to be able to drink. You can't believe it. You cannot understand it. But really, this is what they're doing. This is how they're living their life. This is how their thoughts are working. I thought today when I was saying Kriyat Shema in Shacharit, I said to myself, now it's the time to keep all of what that we're saying in Kriyat Shema. What it means? We're saying V'ayu ha'dvarim ha'ele Asher anochi mitzavecha hayom Ale v'avecha v'chule. And then we're saying U'kshotam le'ot al yadecha V'ayu le'totafot b'nenecha. We're saying that in Kriyat Shema. But when is the time to keep that mitzvah? When we're saying Kriyat Shema? No. We put that tefillin already in the beginning of Shachrit. And the Kriyat Shema is in the middle, is the center of Tfilat Shacharit. So actually, when you're saying Kriyat Shema, you prepare yourself to how you're going to put tefillin tomorrow. Brought me back to that place that we talked about yesterday. That we need to prepare ourselves. When you're putting tefillin, you need to remember, now I'm tying on my hand 7 times that tefillin, 7 circles. This is 7 corresponding to 7 days of the week, to the 7 sefirot that we're dealing with in this lifetime. And I'm tying now, when I'm putting that tefillin, asher, when you're saying, Kiddeshanu makes us holy, b'mitzvotav, in the mitzvot, v'tzivanu, and he obligates us, la'aniach tefillin, you need to think that now you're crowning Hashem. Rabbeinu asks how a person got that courage, where he takes that courage, to take the crown of the king. The Zohar Kadosh is defining the tefillin, Kitra de Malka, not as the crown of the king. The crown of the king. And now you take your hand and you reach the crown of the king and you put it on your head. Where you find that courage to do? Rabbeinu is saying a person should be so ashamed to keep mitzvot, not to sin in front of the king of honor. To keep mitzvot, because who am I that's going to put tefillin on my contaminated hands? Who am I to tie those holy tefillin on my hands? Who am I? So, and you can say, Verastich li leolam, Verastich li betzedek, u'mishpat, b'chesed, Verastich, like a wedding. You're getting married with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a ring on your finger. You're the bride of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You become to be part with Hashem. And you're tying Hashem on your wrist, on your hand. And this is, when is the time? When you're putting that tefillin. And like I told you yesterday, remind me, and I'm sorry, I didn't forget it until now, walking with this. with those thoughts every moment, every minute I'm thinking about it. It's so huge, it's so amazing. Think about it. The name of Hashem Yitbarach, it's mercy, rachamim, means that you're not worthy, means that when He is influencing on you, He's giving to you something that you're not worthy to receive. You're not supposed to receive it. He is doing it out of His loving kindness. This is His gift for you. Free gift. You not deserve to receive it. Every time you say, Baruch, Atah, Hashem. Now you want to say Shakol. You want to say Shmona Esrei. You want to say Bracha on Tzitzit, on Tfilin. Stop 1 minute before you say the Bracha. 1 minute. Wait. Don't run with the bracha. You want to drink, I understand. I want to drink also. Let's stop 1 minute before. Because after you put the tefillin, this is it. You already lost the intention of putting tefillin. Like I told you now. When you're saying ukshartam, when you're keeping ukshartam leot al yadecha vayule totafot ben enecha, that you don't know what it means totafot. No one knows what it even means totafot. But at least want to know. At least think about it. At least have heart in that mitzvah. After you put the tefillin, this is it. You cannot say, you cannot tie them on your hands. And this is it, they're already tied. And how you tied them? With the intention that you had. Now you said, Shakol ni'a bidvaro. You cannot drink it with the right intention. The intention is the bracha. The meaning that you had when you said the bracha. You need to make the bracha with a certain kavanah. So after that you said Shakol already, this is it, finished, now you can drink. It's not the ish, it's not the ikar, it's not the main thing. The main thing is to stop one moment before you say the bracha. And to say Baruch, think about it. What you can achieve. And this is how even people like us can step in that path of righteous people, ancient righteous people, old people, righteous people, huge people, gigantic people, our forefathers, to walk in their path, to walk with them, to follow them, to bless Hashem Yitbarach in every mitzvah and mitzvah. Just stop 1 minute. Just stop. And say, Baruch, think, Atah, bless you, Atah, it's infinity. Hashem, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy. Think about it in Shmona Esrei. Shakol ni'a bidvaro. Everything. Everything. Hashem made everything. Think about it in Shmona Esrei. How many times we're mentioning the mercy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Shmona Esrei. All of the time. A person with this humility is so humble. Now we can talk. Now we can talk to Hashem. Now we can talk. Now when you're humble, you can ask. Before, when you're arrogant, you cannot ask. You think you have it all. But when you're humble, every word that you're saying, Hashem is there. How we start in the Shmona Esrei? Hashem. Sfatai tiftach. Hashem. I'm not worthy. I don't have the ability to open my mouth, open my lips. I cannot talk. I know I cannot talk. According to the intention, to the kavanah that you're going to have in that first verse, all of your Shmona Esrei are going to be. Depends in that. Rabbanan taught us that. They added that verse that we're going to say, Hashem, Sfatai Tiftach, that we, me, going to wake up to realize I'm not able to pray. I'm not able to talk. I'm not able to move my lips, my mouth. I cannot open my mouth. Now I can ask you, please, for mercy. And this tefillah is going to be answered. When a person is arrogant, and it doesn't have to be violent and arrogant. It just can be that he doesn't feel that he needs Hashem. So Hashem is already saying, "En ani ve'hu yecholim ladur b'makom echad." Me and him cannot stay in one place together. But when you're humbling yourself, when you take yourself to the real place of truth, like I told you a few years ago already, I don't know what humility is. Every time that we're talking about humility, we just see the truth. So this is the truth. It's not humility. Humility is something else. The truth is that we're worthless, that we're nothing, that we're not exist. This is the truth. What's humility? I don't know. Rav Shalom once said that Moshe Rabbeinu, you can say on him that he's supposed to be humble because he was Moshe Rabbeinu. He was a giant, so he's supposed to be humble because he's got a reason to be arrogant. But us, that we see that it's a disgrace, that we're sinning every day, that we're violating the Ten Commandments. We cannot count the times that we're violating the Ten Commandments daily. It's a disgrace. It's a disgrace to be arrogant. No. It's stupidity that doesn't have no solid ground. It's just imaginations. It's not like Jerusalem syndrome. You think that you're Mashiach. Alright, you think that you have a reason to be arrogant. Nice. Very, very funny. Very nice. A lot of crazy people are walking. We need to work on ourselves to be normal, to be sane. I don't have no reason to be arrogant, to be proud, or nothing, really. I'm violating the rules of the Torah Kedoshah, so all of what that we're talking about is not connected to me at all. But still I can find myself in all of that, really. So it means that Hashem is so kind. So just to talk to Him like that. And it's such a pity to lose every shachrit, to lose every bracha. The Baba Sali was crying to his siddur. He received the siddur from his father. He cried. He wasn't missing one word from the siddur, every shachrit. They realized what that is. What is the siddur? He was reading the siddur one word after the other, from Modeh, Ani, Lefanecha, every word. And that filah, the Zohar Kadosh is saying to say that before of that part. The Zohar Kadosh is saying to say that before of that part. And that righteous man, that Admor, at that filah, before of that. All of the time, remind ourselves, who am I? I once made a picture, I saw it in a certain theater. I made a picture for myself. I'm almost not opening it at all. But, oh Hashem, I have it. It's not an iPhone.
It's a UFO.
It's a nonsense phone. It's a Toyot phone. I made that picture for myself to read it. It's written in one of the Sidurim, not that one, sorry. This is another thing that I... How much Hashem is kind. How much to remind ourselves how much Hashem is kind. Here it is. Learning Torah from the telephone. I don't remember who said that. Probably it's something very famous. But it's not written in my Siddur. And I'm not an FFB at all. And also the Yetzer Hara with this phone that is not working like I want. And maybe like that it's going to... No, I'm sorry, Rabbi Yisrael, we have many art. It's really humiliating part. This is why the Yetzer Hara doesn't want us to read it. I don't remember my name.
George.
2 days ago, I went to the Sion of Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovitz. I went with a friend, and that friend, he wanted to buy something, food, to order. So we went to a certain place, and they're asking him, "What's your name?" So he told them, "Tony." And they're calling Tony to give him the food. No Tony around. So Tony. So who am I? Mi anochi shezkeh litpalel. Who am I that I'm going to have the merit to pray in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? In front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shehu, that he is kel gadol venora, and I am a sinner person, and I made his holy name angry with my bad actions, and I'm flesh and bones, ashes and earth, and I'm not worthy, I'm not supposed to have the merit to mention his holy name, Agibor Vanora, powerful, and Umikol Sheken, and more than that, Litpalel, to pray in front of him and to mention his huge name several times,
Oy li, how I'm gonna be so rude to stand up in front of a huge and nora king, king of all kings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ilat kol ha'ilot, the reason of all reasons, v'sibat kol ha'sibot, אלא מפני רחמה וחסדיו, just because of his mercy and kindness, huge kindness, that he's got mercy on all of his creations, and he wants people to pray and to beg of his slaves, like that it's written, that Hashem is close to everyone that calls him, to everyone that calls him with truth. רצוני רעב יעשה, I have a story on that if you want to hear. ושבעתם ישמע ויושיעם. The first time that I went to Yosef HaTzadik, so we tried to go on the bus of Yosef HaTzadik, and the Rav Shalom was in a certain van. There was a person that wanted to take him privately, bulletproof van to the tzion of Yosef HaTzadik, and he's sitting with the Rebbetzin inside the van, and we're with all of the rest of Am Yisrael are struggling, fighting, who's going to climb on the bus that's going to take us to Yosef HaTzadik, and we're trying and trying, and 50 people went on the bus and another 200 are waiting for salvation, and we're going to the van that Arav is in, that van, and Arav is open the window, we knock on the window, and Arav is open the window and we're saying, Arav, please, can Arav help us, maybe you can pray on us something, we're going to have the merit to go to Yosef HaTzadik also. And then the Rebbetzin, she opened the front door, and she told us, come in, me and another Avrech, Avraham Maya, we jumped into the car from in front, we went inside and we're sitting, and then the owner of that car is opening the car to see what's going on, and he sees both of us sitting on the floor hiding like that, and he's saying, hey, I didn't let you in, and we're quiet, we're doing it for the dude, and he's saying, hey, it's a private car, go out please, it's my car. And we don't know what to do. The Rebbetzin, she let us in, and we want to go to Yosef HaTzadik, and it's his car. We're not allowed to refuse. We're not going to drive also. And he's saying, guys, I'm telling you, please, come out from the car. It's my car. I'm not letting you in. I'm sorry. And we're saying, please, maybe, and nothing. And then he's asking Arav. He said, Arav, what do you say? So Arav told him, let them stay. So he said, all right, if Arav said so, we're going to let you stay. And we stayed. And he went, and that person went for another few minutes, and then Arav Shalom said, Retzon Yireav Yaseh. That Hashem is listening to the will of Yireav, of the ones that are serving him, Yireim, it's Arav himself. Arav wanted us to go so we can go. Just to let you know, in that time we went over there, there was time for men and time for women. So first of all, the men was inside. We were half an hour over there. And then the soldiers start to take all of the people out to let the women come in. And I saw that Arav Shalom is walking to the back all of the time, to the back of the place of the tzion of Yosef HaTzadik. And so I glued myself to him, went after him, of course, to spend more time with him in the tzion of Yosef HaTzadik. And suddenly I saw there was before the tzion of, now it's a ruin over there, the Ishmaelim, the Ishmaelim, they ruined the place. But before there was a Sefer Torah over there, so there is a hole in the wall that was ready for Eichal, a Sefer Torah, and a man can stand there. So a man that is a Sefer Torah, the Talmid Chacham, Rav Shalom, he went into that hole in the wall, and he's getting inside, and I was covering him, I was standing behind him with face to him, with the back to all of the women outside, and the men went out and no one talked to us, and all of the women came and they were doing it, and me and Arav were 1 hour in that Sefer Torah place in Yosef HaTzadik. Everyone were half an hour, the men half an hour, women half an hour. Baruch Hashem, we had the merit to stay there hiding. I was hiding Arav and Arav was hiding me under his wonderful wings. So like we said before, this is the importance, to understand the power of righteous people. They have such powers that really HaKadosh Baruch Hu is listening to them. Tzadikim can praise and can explain and can share, and they're giving us not even one drop of water from Sea of Wisdom that we're going to understand. There was a woman that, for an example, that she was a Baal HaTshuva. Yesterday, me and Obi heard that story from a person that connected to that woman. a woman that a regular Bala Tshuva, student of Rav Shalom, and one day, if she was Chilonit, totally Chilonit, everything, she made Tshuva. Today she's Charedit with 5 children. One night she had a dream, and in her dream she saw Rav Shalom. She saw Rav Shalom, and he told her, come, and something like that, and somehow been opened in front of her an amazing, gorgeous view, like the ocean. She saw the sea, she saw something amazing in front of her eyes, opened widely. And she, Rav Shalom, took a cup and took water from the sea and gave her and told her, here, drink. And she took that cup and drank that water from the sea and woke up. This is it, this is a dream. After it, for 3 weeks, she couldn't stop herself writing words of songs. For 3 weeks, she completed to write a complete CD in English, an Israeli woman. A woman that her knowledge in English is pathetic like mine, something like that, from MTV or I don't know what, or movie channel, I don't know what. Something horrible like that. And she wrote a complete CD in English, and she's singing. She asked the Rav permission to sing that CD. She wrote it, just came down. One song on Hashem, one song on faith, one song on hope, one song on good points. Light of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, established on the wisdom of Rabbeinu Rav Shalom and his holy books. And in 3 weeks she wrote all of that CD with the tunes, with the music and everything. Now after 5 years she completed that CD. Something amazing, amazing, amazing. You cannot understand. Light like that that comes down, and it's a cup from the sea. One cup of water, one glass of water, drink. It's my gift to you. When she came to Rav Shalom, Rav was so surprised and saying, oh wow, yes, amazing. And he allowed her to... She doesn't want to do nothing, didn't want it, just to remember that dream. And she saw what happened with her. She'd been so inspired for 3 weeks. Baruch Hashem, we're inspired for over... something like 10 years, Baruch Hashem. So, Aboisai, let's get stronger together. To run, to understand what Hashem wants from us. Today, this night, we're going all to pray on Rav Shalom, like we said. In the Kotel HaMaravi, the yeshiva is going to pray 6 hours on Rav Shalom at 8 p.m. in the Kotel HaMaravi. Everyone that is able to join us, to come, to pray for his health and his success, Bezat Hashem. He said once, three years ago, he said that he made a deal with HaKadosh Baruch that he saw that he needs a lot of prayers. So he said... And he said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, I cannot ask my students to pray on me, so let's make a deal. I'm going to push them, I'm going to convince them to pray on Am Yisrael, and it's going to be count like they're praying on me. They're going to pray generally on all of Am Yisrael, but it's going to count like they're praying on me. So he said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed on that, and that they made a deal. And this is it. So... if it's too hard for you to pray on a Rav for a few hours, so you can add to that prayers on all of Am Yisrael, that this is really the will of a Rav, of all of the righteous people. Rav Shalom said that righteous people, they're all very special. Everyone's got his specialty. One is learning Torah very hard. One wakes up Chatzot. One running and saving prisoners in Shavuim. And one is... giving tzedakot, and there is only one thing that really connects all of them, bonding all of them together. It's called Ahavat Israel. Love to Am Israel. The one that is strong in Limud HaTorah, he's learning for Am Israel. The one that is praying with all of his heart, he is praying for all of Am Israel. Everyone, the one that's running and giving tzedakah, and all for Am Israel. Also, Moshe Rabbeinu Rav Shalom explained that the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu is only because that he saw how much Am Yisrael are important to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is why he gave all of what that he had to Am Yisrael, because he realized that Hashem doesn't have nothing in his world except of his children. We cannot understand it. We need to think about it. And who are those Am Yisrael? It's me and you. It's you and me. It's each and every one of us that is part of us. You know, there was a masoret tradition in the house of the king, the kingship of England, Prince Charles also been circumcised. Mm-hmm. His children, no. Now this is it. They finished this. But until him, all of the generation, they had a tradition that they are from the family of King David, and they were circumcising by a Jewish rabbi all of their children until Prince Charles. But he is modern Orthodox English. Christian, so he's not circumcising his children anymore. So those two princes are not, but they have a certain legacy. They have certain connection. What do you know? Don't know nothing. Don't know how a family can receive such greatness for generations. Or need to have a certain merit and greatness really to receive it somewhere. So need to respect everyone. To know everyone are so huge. Am Israel. I told you that once. When you think about it, that the salvation of Am Israel going to be for all of Am Israel, and when we're saying Am Israel, we're thinking, most of us are thinking on the tribe of Judah tribe, Jewish nation, but actually Judah is only one tribe out of 12, and all of the rest of the tribes going to be saved in the salvation. Also all of the lost tribes are waiting, and they didn't went through all of the Holocaust that cut us and not in half. So we're talking about hundreds of millions of people, that this is the nation of Am Israel that's supposed to come and to accept the Torah Mechadash and to be part of Beis HaMikdash and to serve Hashem, and that all of that nation, Am Israel, going to illuminate to the nations, to all of the rest of the 70 nations. And we're talking about something huge. All about it were the Bnei Noach, it's one thing. Holy tribes of Am Israel, it's something that even closer to us. You need to think about it. Every person that you meet, everyone that you meet, you don't know who you're talking to. You need to respect everyone. You need to understand that everyone got his connection and something that is relating him to Am Israel in a certain way, and to respect everyone. You don't know who you're talking to. And also, again, you don't know who you are. Start to respect yourself, like yourself, your wife, your children, your family. You don't know who you are. You don't know from which family you are, what's your connection. My brother, a lawyer, Chiloni, his wife, she's one of the grandsons or granddaughters of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. My brother's daughters are grandsons and daughters of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. And she's the manager of children, Arutz Eladim, on cables in the television. The manager of Arutz Eladim, of children channel. She's totally chiloni, totally. And she's the granddaughter of Baal Shem Tov. No matter what you're going to think to yourself, that you have something to say. You have a business with Baal Shem Tov. Talk to him about his granddaughters. Think you know something? We don't know nothing. Think about yourself. One day you woke up. One day something woke you up. One day something woke you up. What is that thing? It's something that was there already before. I remember myself as a child. When I was doing things that are wrong, I hated it from inside. I didn't know why. I hated it. I had a horrible feeling doing those things, and I couldn't stop myself. I had to go through those difficulties, through those contaminations. I had to. But I hated it from inside. And you see, people are suffering outside. You see. So if they're suffering, if they're struggling, if it's hard for them, need to know for sure that they're holy. Need to know that they have lights inside of them, each and every one. A lighthouse. Everyone is a lighthouse. Everyone. Even though that it's hard to grab, to understand, like it was hard for Moshe Rabbeinu to think, how can it be that Am Israel going to illuminate to the nations? It's hard to understand. But it will happen. You should count on Hashem. Believe in Hashem. So again, I always say, let's strengthen ourselves to pray on our wonderful rabbi teacher, that there was no righteous man tzaddik like him, never ever before. No one had that merit to write such simple
way of explanation and to that's gonna illuminate the world like that. Millions of books in the wide world. That priest Philip now in South Africa, he bought a certain river and a forest, an area, a field that is dedicated only for Hidbodeduyot. And people are coming and they're organizing trips to that river, to that place, and they're doing sessions in Hidbodeduyot over there, people coming to vacations of Hidbodeduyot, conversations with Hashem. Mm-hmm. When Rav Shalom came back from South Africa in the second time that he I don't remember, I'm sorry, I don't know if it was in the first time or second time that he went there. When he came back, was in his house, came to visit him, Chacham Avraham Chai. Chacham Avraham Chai, also one of the biggest righteous people in this generation. Huge. When he went, Rabbi Chacham Avraham Chai, when he went out, he was also with Rav Leibovich, Rav Shalom, Rav David Chaim Stern, in that trip to Uma. When he went out from the Tzion of Rabbeinu, he said, Rabbi Nachman liked me very much. This is what he said. He said that every time that he's going to Rashbi, so Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai comes out to accept him, to welcome him when he's coming to Rashbi. So Chacham Avraham Chai, when he saw Rav Shalom, after Rav Shalom came back from one of the Avrechim was there in the Rav Shalom's house, and he saw Chacham Avraham over there, and Rav Shalom told him, "You don't know, Rav, we came back now from South Africa. And it was amazing, thousands of black people all accepting on themselves the yoke of heaven and believing in the Creator and following the seven mitzvot of Bnei Noach and on." So that Avrech that was there, El Natan Malul, he said that he saw Chacham Avraham Chai doing something with his eyes, I don't know what, made certain Aliyat Neshama for 10 seconds or so, something like that. And then he came down like that, and he said what that he wrote on Rav Shalom, on the Askama, on the book, Beriti Shalom. He said, Amuvchar Sheba Tzadikim, Amuvchar Sheba Tzadikim, the chosen one from all of the righteous people, the chosen one. He said, that Avrech was shaking. He said he couldn't believe what he sees. But he wrote on the Beriti Shalom. Maybe it's not in that book, maybe it's in the other in the forest field. So he wrote Mubchar HaTzadikim. When Rabbi David Chaim Stern he gave me bracha, he said Yevarchecha Hashem Mishmarecha Ya'er Hashem Panav Elecha V'Yechunecha Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha V'Yasem Lecha Shalom. When he finished saying Yasem Lecha Shalom, he told me Shalom Ze Beriti Shalom. Shalom Ze Beriti Shalom. To have peace, to be holy, to be kadosh. That book soon going to be translated to English, mamash, in those days. And also, Rav Shalom is writing a new book that now going to come out. It's a Gana Emuna HaOlami, Garden of Faith to the World. It's not the Garden of Faith, the Universal Garden of Faith. It's another Garden of Faith that Rav is. It's like those New Age books that a person lavdil, that a person explains his the illumination that he had in his life. And Rav Shalom wrote a book that explained to every person, everyone, Jewish, non-Jewish, everyone, the obligation of faith. And he's telling his story of Itkarvut, how he went closer to Hashem, Hashem opened his eyes, and amazing book that he's now about to finish. So, have the merit to join us, to pray on him. Zat Hashem. Thank you, Rabbi Yisrael. Chazak u'baruch.